This is What in the Name of God, here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. Well, this past week was the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, and there's a big change. Traditionally, they've been hardliners who supported the views of the Pope. No, they're not so much. They are just hardliners. And the Pope has kind of laid out what he thinks should be priorities. And the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops also voted on their priorities. They voted 210 to 21. But interestingly, their priorities are very different from the Pope's. Well, he might agree with evangelization. That's number one. But number two is family and marriage, with an emphasis on rolling back same-sex marriage and support for government officials who refuse to issue marriage licenses to same-gender couples. That is not where the Pope wants them to put emphasis. And in fact, it's a losing battle. It's a battle that they cannot possibly win. So they're absolutely positively wasting their time making that a priority. Their number three most important agenda item is ending abortion and limiting access to contraception, which go hand in hand. And that goes hand in hand across the entire spectrum of what is dubbed the anti-abortion movement, but which is more actually the anti-choice movement. And the choice they want to remove from women is the choice to not be pregnant. Problem with these agenda items is that they don't just apply to Catholics. They want Catholic dogma to apply to everyone. And that's antithetical to the United States. We are both a very religious society, and we are both a very secular society. And the two live together because we have so many different kinds of religions in this country, so many different kinds of belief systems, that no one system can possibly dominate. The idea, and it was a radical idea at the time of this country's founding, was that everybody could believe what they wanted to believe. They could follow their own conscience. They could follow their religious beliefs. But the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops does not believe that. They believe that in this country, we should follow Catholic beliefs. And they do win at the Supreme Court because they've got a majority of Catholic men sitting on the court, and they vote for Catholic policy, which is why we had the horrific Hobby Lobby decision, and which is why it is very, very possible that within a year, abortion is no longer a guaranteed right. And when that happens, it will be because Catholic Supreme Court justices voted that way, voted for their church's dogma over the interests of the United States. And it gets very tricky, because a lot of people in this country believe that there is really no fine line between abortion and contraception. They're cut from the same cloth. So once we lose the right to abortion in this country, there will be an all-out war on contraception access. And we're already seeing a significant war, a war that is being won thanks to the Supreme Court. Contraception access has been cut back. It's been cut back through the attacks on Planned Parenthood. In Texas, access to contraception has been dramatically reduced. And here's the thing. Part of the right to abortion is predicated on this belief in a right to privacy. Now, if we lose that right to privacy in the Supreme Court, we do lose the right to contraception, because they both use the same legal logic. So number five on their list is promoting religious liberty, which is actually kind of code word, because nobody's attacking religious liberty in this country. There is no attack. The whole idea is that we have the widest spectrum of religious liberty possible, but they're going to make that one of their top agenda items. What do they mean when talking about religious liberty? Well, they mean allowing people the right to discriminate against gay people, allowing people who work in the medical profession the right to deny women access to contraception because of their religious beliefs. That's what they mean. So, in actuality, the priorities of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops is very narrow, very anti-sex, and profoundly anti-women. And for some of the Pope's top agenda items, completely ignored. Assistance for refugees fleeing war and violence? Nah, we're not interested in that. Global climate change? Couldn't care less. The gap between rich and poor? Not on the agenda. In fact, they are encouraging local dioceses to require teachers and other employees to sign employment contracts that demand absolute and total compliance with church teaching. You lose your job if you go to a gay pride parade or a same-sex wedding, and you can't even talk about any disagreement that you might have with the church on cohabitation or same-sex marriage or IVF. And of course, church employees, down to teachers, down to janitors, can be fired for marrying a same-sex partner or even allowing anyone to find out that they are gay. That's the kind of thing they're encouraging. I'm impressed with this pope. We've had some really horrific popes. The previous two popes had their hands bloodied with their involvement in protecting child sexual molestation by priests. I do not believe that the previous two popes were godly men. I do believe that the current pope is a godly man. He sets agendas that really are Christian. I think he honestly and genuinely cares about the poor. I think he honestly and genuinely believes that the church shouldn't control the sex lives of believers and non-believers alike. I think he believes that there are more important battles to fight, but the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops disagree with him, and in so doing, they betray not only the Pope, but they betray their very own faith.